Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
Of scripture from that Joshua chapter 1, and we shall read the first 9 verses in Joshua chapter 1, and I want us to read it together. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us at verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Somebody say came to pass. It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Somebody say, arise. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, or the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your course. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Somebody say, I will not fail thee. God will not fail you today. Praise the name of the Lord. He will not fail you. And because he will not fail you, he says to us in verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the land which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9 tells us, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Somebody give God praise this morning. Today we are going to continue on the focus, the journey ahead. There came a time when God told Joshua, he took him aside. He took him aside and he said to Joshua words of encouragement. And this morning we drink from that same well also. These words became an encouragement to us because God wants us to move forward and walk in the promises that he has for us. Not just saying that we trust God with our mere lips, but really resolving in ourselves that we truly trust God. To step out in faith without fear and claim his promises. But to do that, there are some things that we need to understand, and I'm going to give you four of them, and I'll land this plane this morning. The first thing we need to understand is that God's plan does not depend on other people. One. God's plan does not depend on other people. God had a plan for Joshua's life, just like he has a plan for your life. And that plan did not depend on Moses. It depended on Joshua's ability to trust God and to trust himself. And the same thing is true for you and I today. I want you to notice that twice in the verses that we read today, God tells Joshua that Moses is dead. My God, Moses is dead. You will never be able to fit Moses' shoes. You do not need to fit Moses' shoes because God has shoes for Joshua to wear. And so Moses, my servant, is dead. Go to verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, and then in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. And I want to say that he repeated this as though Joshua didn't know. Joshua knew that Moses was dead. By the time we come to this book of Joshua, the children of Israel had been mourning the death of Moses for 30 days. He passed away at the end of the previous chapter in the book of Deuteronomy. And God allowed Moses to see the promised land. But he wasn't allowed to go in. And that's important. Because this tells us that Joshua felt away. He was afraid. Before he was being led. But now he has to lead. He was afraid because Moses was talking about the promised land and he get to see it, but he didn't get to enter it. And now Joshua is on the brink of it and he's feeling afraid. He's feeling alone. He felt inadequate to do what the Lord was calling him to do. And we see that later in the passage when God must encourage him with a threefold command to be strong and courageous. But you can't blame Joshua. Because Moses was a strong leader and the people depended on him. Joshua himself depended on him. So how could Joshua ever live up to the man that Moses was? Don't forget it was Moses who stood up to Pharaoh in Egypt, the most powerful man in the world at that time, and said, "Let my people go." It was Moses who God used to part the Red Sea and drown the Egyptian army. It was Moses who climbed to the top of Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments. It was Moses who received the instructions from God and built the tabernacle in the wilderness. It was Moses who prayed and interceded for the people every time they got into trouble or they gave trouble. And now this same Moses was dead. And it was time for Joshua to lead. And he had to trust God to take him forward. Praise the name of the Lord. For some of you here today, it's time for you to lead. It's time for you to lead in your homes. It's time for you to lead in your workplaces. It's time for you to lead in your places of influence. It's time for you to step out in faith and be courageous and do what God is calling you to do. No one can live for God for you. When you take out a loan at the bank, they don't expect someone else to make the payment for you. In the same way, God doesn't expect someone else to read the Bible for you or praying for you only. Listen, it is good to have mentors. It's good to have people we respect and look up to. But we tend to rely on other people too much. We must own our faith. You must own your progress. You must own your victory. Because there are battles in this life to be fought that only you can fight. Are you with me this morning? The prophet can prophesy. The pastor can pray. The worship team can minister. All these things have its place. But there comes a time in our lives where we must do some work ourselves and stop depending on others. Praise the name of the Lord. When the plane is parked, the tug tows it back. When the plane has landed, the tug pulls it in line. I tell you, there comes a point in time when we got to pull from what is on the inside to push us forward. Notice the main idea in this text is that God spoke to Joshua. We don't know how God spoke to him in the Old Testament. God would speak through visions and dreams, and sometimes he would speak audibly. But what's important for us is that what God said. God said to arise. Get up, lift, all of these things speak to going forward. My God, lift up your heads, lift up your spirit, lift up your body. The only body that want to keep you down is the devil. So if you're down there too long, you got to tap into God and lift up yourself. One song where the pen is sung, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to speak victory over the circumstance. There comes a time when it got to come from within. And so God spoke to Joshua. He couldn't speak to Moses anymore. Moses was dead. He spoke to Joshua and he said to the man of God, get up, arise. The time for sitting around, Joshua, is over. And the same is true for us today. We need to become intentional about living for God. What better time to start than right now?
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you. Just